Touch
pretty
season.
Early.
What's that?
It starts pretty early.
Really early, yeah.
Obviously, one of the big reasons you're here is what you do behind the plate, what you handle the pitching staff. I mean, how nice is it to have this kind of a night offensively with five RBIs?
Yeah, it's really nice, you know, especially, the work you put in to see the results, it always feels good. I feel like over the course of the season, I've hit a lot of balls hard, but found gloves, and tonight they didn't find gloves, so I feel, you know, really blessed. And obviously, in a big game, late in the season, you know, we're heading to the stretch that really matters the most.
Did this game mean anything extra to you, just given the opponent?
I mean, I'd be lying if I said no. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to take it day by day, pitch by pitch, and that's something this team's been really good at. Something that myself, as well as other veteran guys, have been preaching is pitch by pitch, is inning by inning. You know, not worrying about the big picture and worrying about the little things. That you take care of the little things, the big things happen.
I know you played a lot today, and you're looking to pass. But how surprised are you that the Mets are struggling the way they have?
You know, it's a good group of guys over there. Obviously, a lot of talent. Seeing them struggle, I don't have an answer. I don't know why it's going the way it is. But my focus is here and the group that we have here, and seeing how far we can take this thing. It's been awesome. It's a really good group of guys, a very obviously talented group of guys. And I've said this really since spring training. The talent's easy to see. It's the stuff that happens in the clubhouse. It's the stuff that happens on road trips. It's just to see guys truly love each other, guys truly pull for each other. And that's part of why you see the guys, you know, having success they are, is it's just a great place to show up every day to work. You know, it's not work when you love everything you're doing.
James, as you go through the season, it seems like the team really is getting better and better.
Honestly, I think it has a lot to do with the individuals and the professionalism that goes on here. It'd be easy for a young guy like Rush or a young guy like Gunner who's had success and to just kind of be content, but they show up every day to get better. Whether they're 4-for-4 or 0-for-4, the next day they're showing up, putting work in, and they want to get better. When things don't go their way, they're studying, you know, why did it not go my way? And when you have that mindset, it helps you over the course of the season to continue to get better. I mean, you kind of get more confidence every day. Honestly, obviously, when I got traded here, I knew the hot stretch that they had down the stretch last year, and it was going to be building off of that. But the more I was around guys during spring training, the more beginning of the season, you see how guys operate. You start to realize there's something special here, and you just ride it out day by day, and don't worry about the big picture. And that's, you see where we are right now.
Thank you, James.